Elhamdülillah, elhamdülillah, elhamdülillah. Estağfurullah, estağfurullah, estağfurullah. El-Azim, el-Ezi, la ilahe illa hu el-Hayyul Kayyum. Ve etûb ileyh. Vesselam tevbete ve mağfirete ve hidayete. İnnehu ve tevvâbur rahîm. Vâfu annâ ya kerîm. Vâfu annâ ya kerîm. Vâfu annâ ya kerîm. وَاغْفِرْ لَنَا بِفَضْلِكَ يَا رَحْمَنُ يَا رَحِيمُ يَا مَلِكُ يَا قُدُّوسُ يَا حَافِظُ يَا اللَّهُ أَلَبِلَ اللَّهُ أَلَاهِلَ اللَّهُ أَزَّاجِلَ اللَّهُ الْبَاطِنَ اللَّهُ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ مِنَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى وَاشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَاشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ السَّلَامُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا حَبِيبَ اللَّهِ Esselatu vesselam aleyke ya seyyidine levveline vel ahirin. İşverene ya şefiyel müslibin. Bir rahmetike ya hamar rahimin. Kâlallahu teâlâ fî kitâbel kerîm. Euzu billâhi mineşşeytânirracîm. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Ve hedeynâhun necdeyn. Felaktehemel ahbâbe. وَمَا اِدْرَاكَ مَا الْعَقَبَ فَكُّ رَقَبَ In the book, Allah Teala said, and we have shown him the two highways, the two paths. But we have made no attempt on the path that is steep, ascending. What will explain to you the path that is steep? It is to free a slave. In chapters Beled, the city, Allah Ta'ala mentions two paths of life. An easy path, which is descending, and a difficult one, a steep one, which is ascending. We all make decisions every day between these two paths. In making decision between these two paths, Allah Ta'ala warns us that we should not be really attracted by the apparent ease and comfort of the path that it seems easy, the descending one. At the same time, in making decision between these two paths, he advises take the steep one, ascending one. And he says that that's the one that is going to bring you salvation. That is the path, the ascending one, the difficult one, is going to bring us closer to Allah Ta'ala. That is the one which is going to make us better human beings, better servants. And he describes this steep ascending path as freeing a slave. How are we going to find the slaves? Who are these slaves? How are we going to find one and free one? We really do not have to look far or harder to find a slave. The slave is in us. The slave is our ego. The slave is the one who is completely attached to possession and position. The slave is the slave of this world. And the salvation and the steep road, the road that is ascending, is really freeing that slave from the attachments of this world. From the slavery of this world. Our ego does not like difficulties at all. But it likes
comfort and ease and immediate pleasure and results. It likes to get promoted, but it does not like to put the extra effort for it. It likes to get rich and wealthy, but it doesn't like to work hard. It loves to be loved. It likes to be loved by everyone, but it does not like to sacrifice for the beloved. It seeks immediate enjoyment and pleasure rather than bigger and elevated rewards. What did I have this? When it is in its power, it seeks for the shortcut. It loves to achieve things with little or no effort. As a matter of fact, to abstain from immediate enjoyment and pleasures, and to seek for distant, but elevated, bigger, more rewarding things are among the things that are most painful to our human will. We don't like to exert our human will to get things that are not immediate, that are at distant but difficult. Spending a life with fun and games is easy. That's the path descending. But exerting our will, that's why we have the will for it. By exerting our will for harder work, for better education, for finer qualities, for cleansing ourselves from bad habits, getting stronger to serve better, are different. Exerting our wills to achieve that is the steep path, is the ascending path. This is the path that is going to bring us closer to our Creator. It is painful, but that's the only way. There is no other way. We have to exert our will to excel in what we have been doing. No matter who you are, student, worker, employee, employer, teacher. Ibrahim Ethem Kudüs-i Serrahi was the king of a city of Bel. Bel, in the 8th century, Bel was in the borders of Afghanistan. He left his kingdom and came to Mecca to seek for the truth. And what made him to abandon his wealth and kingdom was an incident. One day he was in his feather bed, lied down and prayed and saying, "O Lord, bring me closer to you. Help me to come closer to you and to your beloved. Help me to see the reality." Right then, he heard some noises in the roof, in the terrace of his house. He rushed to see what's going on. In the dark, he saw an old man. He was rather annoyed and then shouted at the old man, "Hey, who are you? What are you looking for?" And the man replied, the old man. He said, "I am looking for my camp." The Sultan of the time, Ibrahim Ethem, got really annoyed. "Are you crazy? How could you ever think of finding your camel at the top of my roof in my terrace?" And the old man turned to him and said, "How come you believe that you can find God in the comfort of your feather bed, but do not believe that I can find my camel here?" The next day, He left his kingdom. He exchanged his fancy garment with the garment of a beggar and came to Mecca. Years after, when he was in the city of Bel, a very famous, one of the greatest sheikhs of the time, who was also the sheikh of the city of Bel, came to perform his Hajj. And then they met. They know each other. And Ibrahim Atem approached to him and asked, "How are the people of Bel doing?" Wants to know. And the sheikh, Shahid Bel, responded to him and said, "They are fine. At the time of comfort, they enjoy the wealth and the health, and then they are thankful about it. But in times of difficulties," he said, "they show patience." When he received this answer, Ibrahim Atem was rather upset, and he turned to the king and said that, "But when I left Bel, the dogs of the city were doing exactly the same. We were giving the dogs food, and they were wagging their tails and showing their thankfulness. And when we did not give anything to them, they were sitting and showing patience." And the sheikh was upset too. Turned to Ibrahim Atem and said, "How would you do? How would you behave under the circumstances?" And Ibrahim Atem said that, "It would befit us better if we were thankful at the times of difficulties, but patient when things are good in times of comfort." When he hears this answer, he threw himself in front of him and one of the students. When we do not have the means, it befits the believers and Muslims to show patience, because we believe. Part of our belief is that we believe that Allah Ta'ala is with those who are patient. At times of difficulty, other than showing patience, what else do we do? Do we have any other option? But during the time of comfort, when we have everything, when we have the wealth, and the pleasures of this world are in reach, then it's extremely difficult to resist the temptations of the ego, who are ready to get attached to comfort, fat. And it'll ask constantly for more without any satisfaction. Resisting the temptations of such an ego requires more patience than showing patience to hardship and difficulty. For that reason, Rasulullah said, "As you protect yourself from sickness, sometimes Allah Ta'ala protects his believing servants from riches of this world." And Hazrat Ibrahim Atem said, "Our hearts are covered with three veils. A heart will never find his Lord unless these veils are left." The first one is to love what you possess, he says. If you are attached to your position, you become ambitious. And ambition blinds your eyes. The second one is to feel sad when you lose something that you love. Because if you feel sad when you lose something that you love, he says, you become an angry person. And you become the slave of your wrath. The third one, he said, is the desire to be praised, to get recognized. Love to be praised and recognized, he said, is an indication of pride. Anything that you do with pride will nullify your actions. Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. Oğlum,